Then the story comes back. Again, the same stuff goes on and on and on. Then he tries it. Aha. One thing else, you have to remember that you have the layers of rotten stuff surrounding your heart. Because all the time that you don't intend it to the heart, it doesn't remain like that. That's why you need always polishing. And you know what is the main reason for polishing? He went to the example of a pot. It's a pot. Okay, for the first time you use it, if the burner is not very good and perfect, you will see that, it's blackened. But if you let it there, and by use, after a couple of years, it's black. No matter how filthy it is, you cannot see it. You cannot understand the proper stuff, because a lot of filth are there. So the new filth will be... Oh. This is how, when you give in to little bit of cheating here, little bit of lying over there, little bit of being tricky over there, you don't know that you are running down a roller coaster to being the criminal, because it normally doesn't start by doing the worst stuff. You do one little stuff. Okay, when you cheated a little bit, so one little lying is needed for that, you see. You don't even notice it. If you're living in a society that everybody is cheating and it's normal, no way for you to control yourself, because you don't know, you go with the flow. So remember, polishing, not only it's necessary for becoming clean, it's very necessary to remaining clean, to noticing all the bad stuff that will happen to you. If a black person is a blacksmith, he will not see the field because it's the same color of the skin. Then he went to the other one, and now the story of the magic is changing. But it says, let me tell you something else, that you don't forget that the light will remain clean even if it reflects from a filthy stuff back. Because the cleanness of light is not physical. Knowledge that light could go everywhere. It's not that you have to have this kind of brain or this kind of stuff for it to shine. Light is light. Enlightenment is something that comes from heaven. Me being qualified, you're never qualified. By polishing and stuff, I want to increase my chance for that to happen, because when that happened, doesn't matter who I was. Let's go to the stories we told you about these little birds who fighted with elephants. Elephant is a powerful earthly creature. These little birds are little thoughts. Little thoughts together could fight with the elephants and conquer. So the size doesn't matter. But for you it matters, because in you, this little rat is leading the camel. Okay, the camel will follow, but we are talking about the river of water. What will happen over there? Only with the help of the water, the mice will learn that he cannot lead the camel. So you have to arrive to that source and educate yourself. And that education is your manner. It will become your habit. next page, he repeated the word of who, habit, 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 habit. Because normally human beings, they cannot afford to think a lot about whatever they do. There are the stuff that you do once, then it becomes habit and you go on. That's why you should be very careful not to put a new, let's say, bad habit in you, because it goes on and on and on and you would not notice it. It goes unnoticed. One of the worst stuff which is working in the people normally is to be suspicious about these fellows we are talking about. When we talk about enlightened fellows, it's very easy to be suspicious. Maybe they pretend. Maybe this because that stuff cannot be proven, and your logical mind is ready to doubt everything. He said, oh, remember. God forbid, nay, for showing reverence to kings, inasmuch as I did not convince I thought against the Doge. Remember? When the guy stood up over there and said, how did you do it? He said, not the way you do it. How did you become enlightened? He said, oh, you think by being critical about enlightenment I became enlightened. It's not that way. But remember, everything is relative. When you talk about this and that, medium is physical term. In our term, there is no medium. Mediocrity could happen outside, but here, there is no place for mediocrity. Because here we don't have... What is mediocrity? Mediocrity is when you understand or explain or create a general rule of the public behavior. The people normally act like this. Let's search the middle of that and be there to be safe. This is mediocrity. Mediocrity is not with bad intention, but you will surrender to whatever everybody is doing. Whatever the goldsmith will tell you, this is the fashion today, and all that stuff. Is it? But in our term, there is no such stuff. Because right at the beginning we told you, there is no rule here. There is no one way. Normally in scientific stuff, when somebody succeeds, we all say, let's go this way. He tried it, this is correct. In our path, where is your path? It's in you. Every single of us. Remember, we explained it that the beloved hair, a single thread is mine, a single thread is hers. Because we are different. We are supposed to be different, because by these differences we make this complicated stuff. There is no one way. For each of us, there is a best way. So your path is your path. Therefore, only you could walk that path. This was a long story about the guy who was sleeping too much, eating too much, talking too much, remember? And over there he said, all creatures are subjected to thoughts. For that reason, they are sore in heart and fractized in sorrow. Should I deeply excuse myself from my bad accent here when I read it? Because normally I let you read it so it will be understood. Do you understand it when I pronounce it like that? Yes. Isn't it funny? Who could tell me what kind of accent do I have over there? The word silly, huh? Anyhow, he said, look around. We are teased by all thoughts. because we just let it go, and it's a playful stuff. This will go ahead, but my heart remains empty, because this will not attend to my heart at all. In the view of him that has not experienced, this is pretension. As I told you, this is not experience and stuff like that. Here he's talking about that taste, which was in the beginning of the book. What you're talking about, you have to have taste for it. If not, your brain will fight it, no matter how hard you try. And sometimes you don't need to try, but you try. Let me show you. Somebody is written on the wall that I can write. You think about it and you look for the proof. The proof is there. But you could be offended and not accept that. So, even in this book you have in hand, this is some sort of writing, right? Every writing needs a special way to look at it, because the meaning is hidden underneath. You have to know this style to dig deeper in the heart of every fellow who has the taste of Had. He will know the face of the Prophet. So knowing the Prophet, but the Prophet is a fellow who stands up and claims bizarre stuff. The only way to know the Prophet is if you have the taste of the truth he's talking about in your heart. If you are a good-hearted person, you will know the Prophets. So that's the way to approach to it. Let me tell you the story of those little babies bowing to each other. Remember the Jesus and the John the Baptist, and said, I say that story and the stupid fools will say, cancel this tale because it's false. As if I was reporting historically. Excuse me, you have my book in your hand and this is not a history. I'm making stories to transfer a meaning here. So don't look at the form of the stuff that we are writing. This written stuff you have in hand, in Nereshte, means this writing is just an excuse. Underneath there is something. The stories we make up. Don't look at the stories. Look down there. Oh brother. Remember, oh brother. Oh brother. The story is like a measure. The real meaning in it resembles grain. The wise fellow will take the grain, doesn't pay attention to the ball. Here, the story for me is a carrier. I put meaning in the story. Don't take the story serious. Let me explain to you the meaning. Get the grain which is in this ball. Because there are times that without talking, some idea arrives here. All of you should remember a good sunset. What's happening over there? Nothing. But something in you comes up. You see, there are times that you look at the butterfly and the candle. If you want to scientifically explain it, it's a miserable situation and the butterfly is going to die because it is stupid to approach the flame. But is that what it is over there? If you look at it, there is no talking between them, but you imagine talking. Why do you imagine talking over there? Because we made up the story of Romeo and Juliet and we promoted this feeling, because we understand that understanding love, of course you should look at lovers